This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister Emine Zaporova said Tuesday that President Volodymyr Zelensky would like to address the group of 20 economic powers at a summit in September and explain the effects of the Ukraine war with the war with Russia on Ukraine. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, India, Zaporovia said Tuesday Kyiv also expected India to invite Ukrainian officials to participate in G20 events and intensify political dialogue with Kyiv.
I believe that my president would be also happy to speak up on behalf of Ukrainian people and to also explain what is the impact of the war to the world economy as well as to the Ukrainian economy. So I think that frank discussion and engagement of Ukrainian profile into the G20 summit is something that would be of good decision, of right decision, and of just decision.
India holds the rotating presidency of the group of 20 this year and hosts the leadership at the September summit in New Delhi. India has not been as critical of Moscow as others for its invasion of Ukraine and has even ramped up buying of Russian oil. More than 200 Russian and Ukrainian soldiers have returned home in a prisoner swap Tuesday. Russia's defense ministry said 106 Russian soldiers were released from Ukrainian custody, while Ukraine's presidential chief of staff, Andrei Yermak, said Russia freed 100 Ukrainian prisoners. Neither announcement mentioned whether any intermediaries were involved in the agreement. Yermak said in a statement published on his Telegram social media account that some of the Ukrainian soldiers had severe injuries and illnesses. He added that this latest prisoner swap was not an easy one. The United Nations said Tuesday the number of confirmed civilian deaths in Ukraine since Russia lost its full-scale invasion approached 8,500, while the true figure is likely to be much higher. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is on his way to Ireland for a five-day visit to both Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. His first stop will be in Belfast, where the president will observe the anniversary of the Good Friday peace agreement that brought an end to 30 years of hostilities in Northern Ireland. Queen's University of Belfast political sociology professor Katie Hayward told the Associated Press it seems to be a U.S. presidential tradition to oversee the peace process in Northern Ireland.
I believe that my president would be also happy.
We have a technical difficulty with that actuality. I apologize. Biden is set to arrive Tuesday night in Belfast to mark the 21st anniversary of the signing of the Good Friday peace agreement. The U.S. brokered deal got Irish Republican and British Loyalist paramilitary groups to lay down their arms, largely ending the violence known as the Troubles that claimed 3,600 lives. The UN Refugee Agency reports thousands of Somali refugees living precariously in the Somali region of Ethiopia are being relocated to a newer, safer settlement away from the dangerous border region. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
A first group of more than 1,000 refugees has been transferred to the safer campsite over the past 3 days. They are among some 100,000 people who fled renewed clashes, which broke out in early February in Las Kanud City in the breakaway region of Somaliland. Refugees continue to arrive, fleeing ongoing violence in their home country. UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrato says many are being hosted by Ethiopian families, while others are living under hazardous conditions without access to basic services in makeshift settlements.
Areas where refugees arrived, they were settling at the border with Somalia. They were sleeping outdoors. The areas where they were staying were started to be overcrowded, leading to increased protection risks.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
French President Emmanuel Macron is in Netherlands for a two-day visit and is scheduled to deliver a speech Tuesday outlining his vision for the future of Europe. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Macron began his visit on Tuesday, and his afternoon speech in The Hague follows the French leader making waves with comments about the continent's relationship with Taiwan. In an interview published Sunday, he asked whether it was in the interest of Europeans to accelerate a crisis on Taiwan. Macron, who recently visited China, said the answer was no.
That's VOA's Tommy McNeil reporting. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.